Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Fantasy Football Report. Got a very cool conversation coming up with Dave Mason from BetOnline. We wanted to put out this shorter episode, a slightly different format than what you're normally used to, but thought it was kind of important to talk about what bettors are doing and what the betting sites are doing in the absence of live sports over the past several weeks. So very cool conversation about what's going on in the world of sports betting. Enjoy. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Report, a RotoViz radio news show. I'm Blair Andrews. My co-host, as always, is Hassan Rahim. Hassan, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, Blair. I'm actually pretty excited for this special RotoViz report. We have a very special guest, so let's stop wasting any time.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guest today is Dave Mason from BetOnline, one of the sponsors of this show. So we're very excited to have him on. Dave, how's it going?
Good as expected, you know, challenging times, difficult times, crazy stuff going out on and out in the world, but you know, I'm making the best of it personally, and as a business, we're definitely making the best of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, some challenging times for, all of us in the sports world and who are kind of following sports. What exactly, you're from BetOnline, what's your involvement with what they're doing, and, what do you do for them?
Yeah, I work for the marketing department. I wear a lot of different hats. I work kind of with the risk management guys, you know, coming up with ideas. I have a specialty in like PR marketing, so that's kind of where what drives me. So I'm not really crunching the numbers so much. Sometimes I do. I help with special props and a lot of MMA stuff, but I'm mostly promoting and getting ideas and helping getting content on the site, which, you know, the last 3 weeks has been busier than ever. That's kind of mostly what I do. I wear about 100 different hats, but that's the best I can explain it in about a minute.
Very cool. Yeah. Yes. I mean, speaking of sort of the challenges we've been having over the last few weeks with, you know, sports kind of being on hiatus, what wagers are people currently placing at BetOnline? Where are people getting their action down with no sports actually to bet on?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, we're not only a sports book. Even though I work primarily with the sports book, but we also have a huge poker room, huge casino, both digital and live casinos. So those guys are doing the heavy lifting now. I mean, action is through the roof. A lot of people just took their sports action over into the casino, into the poker room. Additionally, our acquisition has been awesome there, meaning that there's just so many new signups. You know, so many people are just bored in their houses right now with nothing to do. So they want to get down and play a little poker, casino. So our acquisition numbers have been just awesome too. So they're doing the heavy lifting right now. So kudos to them. But, you know, like I said, I work more on the sports side of things. So we're getting creative. I mean, you know, that 72-hour stint of just the NBA going down and then March Madness going down, et cetera, it was something else. And we were scrambling right from the get-go, but we reacted. We actually had conversations leading up to this about a month out. What if? And we're like, it's never going to happen, but what if this happens? And sure as hell, it happened. So we were somewhat prepared. We weren't just left with our pants down. But first thing first was, you know, like I said, besides from a sports perspective, a couple of us had a look around what books were doing around the world. You know, there still were leagues and sports were still in action. Sure, the ones that all us North Americans love and know were out of commission, but there was still stuff going around the world. And, you know, we start putting it on our site. You know, example, Russian table tennis. I noticed a site halfway across the world had Russian table tennis odds and a ton of them. So I was like, screw it. Let's put it on the site. Probably no one will bet it, but at least we have odds there. If we take a few bets, that's a win, you know? And sure enough, I mean, people are betting the heck out of it. I mean, there's like yesterday there was 22 ping pong matches and you know, the Czechs are playing ping pong still. I think the Ukrainians too. So putting stuff like that on the site, and people are still betting. Does it make up for no March Madness? Absolutely not. The action is nowhere near comparable, but it's still pretty good. And a live ping pong or table tennis or whatever you want to call it, I keep calling it ping pong. The live table tennis action is even better. It's like I guess, and some guy on Twitter, I saw him on Twitter, and some guy, I guess, who knows the sport, he's like, dude, it's the best sport to bet live because it's so fast and so many changes of scores. So who knew? So yeah, stuff like that, putting different, you know, Belarus soccer, all these countries, you know, I wouldn't even know where they are on the map, but there's some soccer leagues, basketball leagues going on around the world, though. So that's step one. Step two is getting creative. You know, these iRacing and sim games, sim sports games, they're popping up everywhere. So doing odds on those. We're going to be doing our own sports simulations, Madden simulations here over the next few days, I hope. Setting odds on those and letting it run. Crazy stuff like marble races. I mean, doing these marble races, it's quite an intricate setup. It's quite impressive what he does. So we had a guy handicapping these dang marble races, put odds up on that. Entertainment. We always have entertainment odds, but now we have probably five times the odds we usually have. All the reality shows, you know, this Tiger King on Netflix was popular, and so we have odds on Tiger King, you know, you name it, we have odds on it.
Yeah, I also noticed that you guys have a fairly robust offering for esports, specifically esports props for anyone who's grinding the esports lobbies on DK or FanDuel. You can actually do a pretty good job cleaning up. Well, I wouldn't even say cleaning up here. You can actually go ahead and play some more or get more action down here via the prop roll than on DK, I guess, right?
Yeah, I don't know about their offering, but we definitely have a great offering. You know, I'm not an esports guy myself, but you know, as telling the person who manages this product for us, like, now's the time to shine. You know, everybody's been talking about esports as the next big thing in the industry for a few years, and I've always kind of been like, I don't know. But you know, it does get good action, but now's the time for it to shine since there's, you know, it's been forced into the forefront here.
Yeah. And actually, and here's something that's interesting though, like, cause like the NFL announced that they are going through with the NFL draft here on April the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And I play a lot of my NFL props here on BetOnline. I'll be honest with everyone. Like, it's just where I do play all my action, I guess, for props. But like, especially when it comes down to the NFL draft, like, have you, like, you know, there's just so many draft offerings out there. Do you mind talking a little bit about, like, you know, what have some of the most popular drafts been so far? Are you seeing any, you know, like, where's the money coming in, or like, has it been more bets placed on NFL draft props than there has in historically?
Right.
You
know, sure. No, absolutely. You know, the NFL draft is going back from when I first started the industry. I think I was working for another book, and I think that was the first year anybody ever offered an NFL draft. And it always started out as a kind of a small niche kind of betting event, but it's turned into a massive betting event every year. And this year will be even more because, you know, there's nothing else to bet on, right? I mean, not nothing, but there's so limited sports, and everybody's going to be chomping at the bit. You know, the NFL draft props are always pretty difficult, a challenge to handle for the sports books because there's just so much information coming in and out. It's a challenge. So you usually don't really have a full offering too early. Usually the week before you have a good amount of props up, and then the week of you add more. But, you know, this was another how we reacted to this, all the sports going out of commission. Was, you know, that was one thing that we did, is like, okay, we need more NFL draft pops up and earlier than ever. And we had the biggest offering we've ever had, and we're still a few weeks out from the draft, and we had them up right away. Like, this offering usually wouldn't go up until the week of the draft, but it's just a massive, massive offering, the biggest I've ever been involved with, and I've been doing this stuff for a long time. So yeah, the popular kinds of player over unders are always popular. The big names are always popular. You know, we have, you know, where's Tua Tagovailoa going to get selected? That's getting good action. Any big name, highest draft at wide receiver, That's getting good action. It's going to get great action, and we're really excited for it because it's going to be bigger than ever, and hopefully we win a couple bucks for once.
Yeah, are you guys seeing more public action now because of how early you put this out, or is it still mostly just sharp bettors trying to move stuff, or are you seeing just a mix of both, just like just a ton of money?
Yeah, both. I mean, you know, people are – NFL always sells. So it doesn't matter what day, time of the year. If you put NFL stuff, people are always going to bet it because it's always in the spotlight. Plus, like I said, because there's, you know, there's not a whole heck of a lot to bet on right now. So – and that's something people know, you know. Some people are putting their money into the ping pong or Belarus soccer or everything. But, you know. All of our bettors know NFL, so it's getting good action, and it'll be off the friggin' charts come draft week.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to maybe answer this question, but do you get a sense that because the props have been coming out way earlier than before and in a lot more volume than before, that they might be a little softer than usual, or maybe they're possibly sharper?
They could be. They're going to be – there's going to be some bargains in there, man, because it's just so many of them. Like I said, these are so hard to deal. You know, it's just it's all the rumors, and you got all those draft nuts out there checking all the blogs and everything daily and rumors, and they're just so into it. And, you know, our guys have other work to do. They're not just sitting there reading these dang blogs. So all of a sudden you get hit up on a prop and that's why, like I said, you usually – kind of wait till as close to the last minute as possible to open these.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, as we've been saying, even though there's currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, that doesn't mean that there's nothing to bet on. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on, or you can let them bring the Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All are open 24 hours a day, all online, including their $750,000 poker series. If you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, and even the weather. Visit their website and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just be sure to use the promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Well, we've got some other. I mean, the NFL, even though there's no season, there's no season for other sports, the NFL is still having some movement with the trades and free agency. We've seen some big names moved. DeAndre Hopkins, Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. Have we seen these roster moves already start to affect NFL futures or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Those moves are always impact the odds, but they are sometimes more the action than the odds, but a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Like Tom Brady went from, or the Buccaneers went from 33-1 all the way down to 16-1 to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, that day it was announced that the rumors were he was going to Buccaneers. All sorts of action was coming on the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals, once DeAndre Hopkins went to the Cardinals, people are hitting that over. That's the most popular season win total right now, getting the highest bet count is the Cardinals over. Absolutely. They impact the odds and the action sometimes. So we love stuff like that, like I don't for free. You know, you get those futures, it kind of plateaus in the action, but whenever there's news, you know, whether it be a trade or a free agency or even the draft, you get all that action coming in because everybody's watching, everybody's paying attention to it. Everybody thinks they're going to get a bargain because Brady's going to the Buccaneers or whatever. So those odds go on to move.
Yeah. Do you think those movements are overreactions, or is it?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the odds are the odds as long as we're on top of it. But you can catch us with our pants down and whatever, you know, if someone foresaw, and a lot of people did foresee, Brady going to the Bucks early and got him at 33-1, then that's not an overreaction. If they're pounding it out 16-1, that is an overreaction. So it depends. All depends on the number they're getting.
Yeah.
I actually did have like a follow-up question just a little bit. Like, you know, As of right now, we do know that the NFL is going to hopefully play a full 16-game season. But what happens in the event that, you know, the season is curbed or something happens? Are these going to be, like, voided bets, or is it just going to be – are you guys going to sort of change, or is it just no real plan for that yet?
No, I mean, season win totals, it's all based on that. So those would be no action if they end up playing a 14-game season. Now, if they announced it today, they're playing 14-game season, then we no action all those, and we open up new season win totals based on a 14-game season. Stuff like Super Bowl to make the playoffs, all that stuff will have action as long as, you know, there's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I do like those props a little bit because those seem to be fairly interesting. But the ones that I like a lot are your you know, Cam Newton or who the Chargers starting QB will be week one of regular season, because that should get action regardless of what happens, right?
As long as there's a week one. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, as long as there's a season, yeah, we'll have action, absolutely.
Yeah, and that, like, you know, just out of curiosity, like, you haven't seen anyone really being scared off of there being not being a 16-game season. Like, are you guys seeing a similar amount of volume as you would historically, or are you seeing that volume kind of fall off based on those fears?
You know, yeah, I mean, there's so many things at play now. I mean, you're seeing – it's hard to say. It's probably about standard. You know, they're maybe down a little bit because there are a lot of people just on the sidelines. You know, you get people who are betting it who usually wouldn't bet it this early just because they want some action. But then again, you get guys and there are people on the sidelines waiting it out. So it's probably down a little bit. But, you know, just got to be patient. Once they announce the season in full bloom and everything's back to normal, then that action will come pouring in. Just got to think the end game.
That'll do it for this edition of the Fantasy Football Report. Special thanks to our guest, Dave Mason. Dave, where can the people find you online and everything?
My Twitter handle is @DaveMasonBOL, @DaveMasonBOL. So come follow me and see what I have to tweet. With all the odds, I release whatever new odds are coming up with, betting trends, sometimes promotions, etc. So come check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely go follow him and check out his what he's doing. Please remember to rate and review the Road of His Radio channel on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to our Patreon. For Hassan Rahim, I'm Blair Andrews. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Report. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast channel on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Contact us via email, rotovizradio@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter, @RotoVizRadio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz at a 30% discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.